Om Vangeli uJohane uthi ubhala ngobufakazi bukaJohane umbhaphathizi.
Now it is with the testimony of John that he says he was born.
Kusho ukuthi lapha sithola ubufakazi obumnandi bukaJohane.
And here we find the wonderful testimony of John.
UJohane wayeshumayela lehlane.
John was preaching out there in the wilderness.
Ubengashumayeli njengabanye abantu, ukushumayela kwakhe bekunamandla.
He wasn't like other preachers. His preaching had authority.
Amandla akhe ayithinta noma bani, unyakaziswe izwe. Ubengafana abafundisi abashumayela nje into engazwakalayo. Yena ukukhuluma kwakhe bekunamandla ukuthinta abakhulu nabancane.
His preaching was with such authority and power, it shook the world. It wasn't like
abasemaphandleni, abasemadilobheni.
Not like the preachers who are ambiguous and undecided in their preaching. Some came from the cities and towns.
Beza ngelikhulu ijubane,
with great
shesha befuna ukuzwa ukukhuluma kwalomuntu.
Haste to listen to the preaching of this man.
Kufike izikhulu, kufike nabathelisi, bonke abantu abayinhlobonhlobo.
There were leading people, tax collectors, Pharisees, all sorts of people.
Khona lapho kwanyakazeka neJerusalem.
And all Jerusalem was shaken.
Izikhulu zenkolo, isigungu esikhulu esingathi uhulumeni wamakholwa wathinteka eJerusalem.
It even got to the religious council that ruled the affairs over religion in Jerusalem. They too were stirred.
Bephethe inkolo yabaJuda.
They were the bosses of religion over the Jews.
Bengabafarisi. But hey, niyezwa nje, niyabona nje okwenzekayo lenzansi ehlane eJordani.
And as Pharisees, they had to take note where they said, do you notice, do you see what's happening there in the wilderness near the Jordan, at the Jordan?
Lo muntu oshumayela simazi, asazi ukuthi uqhamukaphi, asazi ukuthi ungubani, ake sithume igroup ukuba iye imbuze, imbuzisise, khulume naye ukuthi yena uthunywa ubani.
We don't even know this guy. He's not one of us. Let's send therefore a commission which will go and inspect and check him out as to who sent him.
Asisho ukuthi benza kabi.
Now we don't say that by doing that they did a wicked deed.
Ibona babe inhloko zabantu abakholwayo.
After all, they were the authorities in religion.
Ngoba uma kukhona okwenzekayo ebandleni elithile, ungazi ukuthi kuyini nokuthi ungubani oshumayelayo, uma uthembekile uzoya uhlolisise ukuthi lokho kwenzekayo kunhloboni.
After all, if there is something that is spectacular, something that is amazing happening in some church or some place, it is fitting that you should check it out, test and prove the thing.
Ngoba mhlamba umuntu odukisayo,
it could be a deceiver.
Mhlambe oshumayela ifundise zingasile.
It could be a person who preaches teaching which is just wrong.
Ngoba abantu abakholwayo bamukela noma yikuphi noma uthi bayaphila ubona ukuthi sekuyinganekwane abanye sebenza lokho abanye sebekhuluma lokho abanye sebegcuma ngaleyo ndlela.
Because you'll find Christians very easily being gullible, naive. If something is happening, they will do what is happening. If you're meant to jump, they jump.
Le auditorium uma isiphelile ngizobona ukuthi iplatform phambili suka le odongeni izishayele futhi.
Now you'll notice if you see in the auditorium with the new construction that the stage is being reconstructed from one side right to the other side.
Why say shomuny izolo athi awele usuzokwazi ukugijima ufike le gijima uze le yithe awu ngingagijima njengohlanya kodwa ngikwenzi lokho angikho kulokho mina kodwa abanye bangangenwa lowo moyo ubona sekuthi up and down ukhohlwe nje ukuthi yini ubone bani phela siyalingisa. Situka njengezimvu, imvu ibona enye imvu igxuma bese igxume nayo.
So somebody remarked,
ukuthi umuntu abhekele. Cha ngathi ke akwakhelwanga lokho. Aningazi futhi kanjalo. Ngimi lapha ngimi khona. Kodwa ngenkulumo yami ngithanda ukuthi ngikuthinte. Hayi ukuthi ngikomike nje la. Cha.
Someone remarked, Olo, you will have plenty of room to run up and down the stage and really give it stick. And I said, no, that's not the way that I do it. You know me. I don't need to run up and down like I'm crazy or like I'm in a circus. The words I preach consistently without having to run up and down. It is they are words that I want to penetrate the hearts with.
Manje ngeke ngivele ngilahle nje abase Jerusalema ngithi bona mhlambe bebengenayo indlebe yokuzwa kuhle kuba sibe nayo kodwa izwi lyasho futhi ukuthi hlola vivinya qaphelisisa.
So I'm not swift to condemn these leaders in Jerusalem if they sent out a commission to test and to check out what was happening there in the wilderness. For after all, the Bible does say that we should test and prove things. Now, maybe they didn't have an ear to hear, so they had to really check it out properly.
Be izikhulu zesonto labajuda.
They were the religious leaders of the Jews.
Manje uJohane uyabhala ngobufakazi umvangeli uJohane ekhuluma ngoJohane umbhaphedisi.
Now John the evangelist writes in detail about John the Baptist's testimony.
Manje bezwa nokuthi uyabhaphathisa.
And it was heard that he baptizes people.
What the how? Useqala inkolo entsha yini noma isifundiso esisha na? Uyiliya kabhaphathisanga. Abaprofeta babhaphathisanga. Kodwa uJohane umbhaphathizi uqala ngalokho. Useqalo kwakhe yini noma isifundiso esisha yini?
And because he baptized people, he was an immediate suspect. Because Elijah didn't baptize people, neither did the prophets. So they wondered what type of new ministry, what new teaching, what type of cult was he starting?
Wathi, bathi uma sebefike kuye, sitshele ukuthi wena unguyilija unguKristu yini.
And so they asked, are you the Christ?
Akangabazi uthi cha.
And he very decisively said, no.
Bathi unguyilija na.
Are you Elijah?
Ngoba abanye bathi unguyilija uyilija wakhuphuka ngenqola yomlilo wakafanga wayizulwini. Bathi mhlambuye usebuyile.
Because it was already rumored abroad that maybe he was Elijah. Because remember, Elijah had been snatched up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Then they wondered whether he was one of the prophets. And he simply said, no.
Bathi kodwa sitshele ubhabhathiselani na yini ukuthi ubhabhathise abantu na.
They seemed to be satisfied with that, but they continued interrogating him by asking, well, why then do you baptize? What is this?
Bathi hayi ngiyabhabhathisa nje, ngibhabhathisa ngamanzi, kodwa lo oza emva kwami.
And he said, I baptize with water only, but the one who comes after me shall baptize you with water and with fire, with the Spirit and with fire. He's after me because he was 6 months younger than John the Baptist was. Although he didn't. Although, of course, I'm just adding that little detail. So he said, I'm just adding that detail about the months. But he said, the one who comes after me is actually before me.
How? Leo.
Now, that seemed like a puzzle, a contradiction. This seemed to be a contradiction by claiming that he is both behind him and before him.
Impela ezinye izinto zokholwa zimfihlakalo.
Some of the things of our faith are indeed a mystery.
Uma ungenakho ukuhlakanipha, ngeke uyiqonde uyibambe imfihlakalo.
And if you don't have wisdom, you will not understand the mysteries.
Ngeke.
Never.
Kukhona abangaqondi.
There are those who twist things.
UJesu wakhuluma ngezintombi ezishumi.
For instance, Jesus spoke about the 10 virgins.
Abayisihlanu half bebeziyula, abahlanu kuphela behlakaniphile.
Half of them being fools, half of them being wise.
Ngaloko singasho ukuthi half wabakholwayo bayiziyula.
By that we can surmise that half of the believers are foolish.
Noma uthi uyakhuluma baqondi, noma benza into abayenzi ngokufaneleyo. UJesu uthi abayihlanu bebehlaniphile, kodwa labanye iziyula bafike emnyango sokuvaliwe, bavalelwe phandle.
You find Christians who are like that. They hear, they listen, but they don't understand. They don't obey. And they find themselves outside the door knocking to come in. Now, you should not be a foolish Christian.
Kufanele ukuthi lo nalonga umKristu azibuze ukuthi mina noma ngithi ngiyintombi nto kodwa ngisiyula noma ngihlaniphile.
Every Christian should ask him or herself, though I am a virgin, am I wise or am I foolish?
Yebo, ngizinikele.
Yes,
I've
made a commitment to the Lord.
Kodwa khona ukusilalela.
I've got all the normal things Christian should have, but there's something missing.
Bephethe bani ezinhle futhi kodwa azigcwele ngomoya ongcwele.
The foolish virgins had their lamps, but it was not full of oil, not full of the Holy Spirit.
Unganeliso ukuthi uyakholwa umuntu umthatha abe ufriend wakho. Hlukaniso ukuthi uhlaniphile noma uyisiyula.
Don't just assume that a person who claims to be a believer is truly a believer. You need to have discernment whether that person is foolish or wise.
And if that foolish man is your friend, you must be a fool as well. Otherwise, you would have noticed, no, there's something lacking, something missing. Make sure. Kaphelisisa ukuthi uhlaniphile yini emehlweni kaNkuluNkulu noma cha.
So be on your guard and take note whether this person is wise in the sight of God or not.
UJesu ngokukhulu ukuthoba uyabatshela cha angisikho lokho.
John.
Athi kodwa khona osemva kwami. Kanti lo osemva kwami uphambi kwami.
So John, it seems in a very relaxed way, a very frank way, he said, no, I'm not he, but I'm the one who came first, but the one who comes after me is before me.
Mina ngimdala kunaye, kodwa yena umdala kunami.
I'm older than him, but he's older than me.
Ubethini uJohane ngalokho?
What was John implying by that? What was he saying?
UJohn ubeziveza ukuthi ungubani ngempela.
By that, John was telling us who Jesus really was.
And who he was.
Yeah, and who he was himself, John.
He wasn't pointing to himself.
Agazange azikombe yena.
Ubekhomba komunye.
He pointed at the one.
Wathi lowo osemva kwami, wayiphambi kwami. Ubethini ngalokho? Ubesho ukuthi unguNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.
By saying the one who comes after me was always before me, he was attributing divine character. He was saying, he is God. He was saying, Jesus is God.
Kodwa uJohane wabavezela imfihlakalo enkulu ethi lo engimemezayo oza emva kwami uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.
Now there are foolish preachers in this world today who detract from the divine attributes of Jesus and say, no, he was a man just like we are, not God. But with John, he was absolutely forthright and said it clearly, he who comes after me was before me. In other words, he, Jesus, is God. He was uniting it with God. And then the Lord Jesus came. Wanting to be baptized by John.
UJohane uthi, khuluma into eyinqaba. Uthi bengingamazi.
Then John says something amazing. I knew him not.
Waphinda futhi wathi bengamazi.
And again he said, I did not know him.
Angazi ukuthi ushini ngalokho ngoba ube isihlobo bebehlobene.
Now, I don't quite know because they were relatives.
Mhlambe ubemazi ngokwenyama kodwa engamazi ngokomoya.
Maybe he was inferring that he had known him in the flesh as a human being, as a man, but he hadn't known him spiritually.
Noma ubengamazi ngoba bebengenazi imoto.
Or whether it was just simply lack of communication. They didn't have cars and motorbikes.
Asas.
We're not sure.
Futhi ngamasabathe bebengahambi.
And on Sabbaths they didn't travel.
Ngesabatha ubusuka lana nje ufike la ugcine mhlawumbe ungakafiki nasestolo.
On Sabbath days, your traveling limits were very limited. Like you would walk maybe just as far as the shop. You couldn't take a journey on the Sabbath. They kept the Sabbath. Not as a Sunday, but the Jewish Sabbath was a Saturday. So the Zionist groups and Seventh-day Adventists, that they still keep the Saturday. But the Christians keep the Sunday because it is the resurrection day. Jesus arose on Sunday morning.
And
also, Christians of old, it is historically shown that they met together on Sunday mornings.
But
it is good that you do get a rest, that you get a time set apart for the word. In a certain country, they said away with this seventh day thing that once every 7 days that there is a day off from work. No, we'll make it every 10th day. And they noticed that the horses started closing their eyes.
They turned blind.
Till they... Until they relented and changed the law back. Now, of course, there is the state, the fact that Jesus said, if your donkey or animal falls into a pit or well on the Sabbath, obviously you will take steps to get it out on that day. So you need to understand the connotation and the context of it.
Manjege, ungasuka wena wesifazane. Athi awuqhangizwile. Ngesonto akusetshenzwa. Indoda yami ngeke ngiyiphekele. Ungapheki. Kanti awubona ukuthi imbongolo yakho isikuphoseke emgodini. Awusayikhiphi.
Because
yes, amadoda.
You can.
Ngiyacebisa umngeni. Ngembongolo yakho. kodwa mhlawumbe usiyimbongolo uyihashi ngizojabula ke uma uyihashi ungesiyimbongolo
now
ngoba bakhona amadoda ayizimbongolo
you wives you might take it literally and say well I'm not going to cook then for my husband on a Sunday on the Sabbath
I actually said for her donkey
and then you men need to take note of that. Perhaps you are the donkey. It would be better if you were the horse.
All right. Asiqhubekeke.
Let's continue.
UJohane uthi cha.
John says no.
Angisi uChrist.
I'm not Christ.
Angisi uElijah.
Neither Elijah.
Isimanga. UJohane watshelwa ubani? Nginombuzo ukuthi wafundiswa ubani?
One asks, who taught John the Baptist these things?
Akekho wamfundisayo ngaphandle kukaNkulunkulu ngomoyo ongcwele.
It was no one else but God himself by his Holy Spirit.
Ubehlakaniphile engesisiyula. Umuntu oyisiyula, umuntu ongakwazi.
He was a wise man. A foolish man is one who cannot listen to the voice of God.
Isaiah the prophet, wathi, uNkulunkulu unguyise waphakade.
Isaiah the prophet said, He is God, He is the everlasting God.
And the everlasting Father. Who had told these people? Who had taught them that?
Batshelwa ubani lezi zinto?
If we'd only take after these people and wouldn't carry on in our foolishness.
Uma singaba njengabo bese izongeke siqhubeka ebuweleni bethu.
Kubhlungu uma umuntu okholwayo engenayo indlebe yokuzwa.
It is a painful thing when a Christian doesn't have an ear to hear. The Bible often says, He who has an ear to hear, let him listen to what the Spirit says. The one that can't
hear.
The one who can't hear what the Spirit says is the donkey. You need to, if your husband, if you're a donkey, you need to say, My wife, I'm sorry, I've been a donkey.
Kodwa eTestamenteni elidala bekhona umprofit obengaboni eyisiyula yaze yakhuluma. Imbongolo. Imbongolo yensikazi. Ngiyakuzwa lokho madoda. Kungenzeka ukuthi ungaboni wena oyindoda. Kodwa imbongolo yensikazi. Owesifazane abone. Awukwazi ukusho ke ukuthi ngindoda mina. Angilandeli laleli mfazi. Thoba. Uthi uNkulunkulu ungithethelele. Imina ebengi owesifazane sembongolo. Zithobeke. Wena nkosikazi ubuqinisile. Kodwa ungamthobeli uma yena ebheda noma enenkani.
There is the case. The story in the Old Testament about the prophet who was blind and needed to be rebuked and told by his donkey, which was a female at that. So you husbands, don't claim that you know everything simply because you're a male. You need to listen to your wife. If she says something of the Lord, you need to acknowledge that and be thankful for that. Of course, it's different if she speaks foolishly or stubbornly.
Ubaba waphakade Emmanuel uNkulunkulu onathi.
When Isaiah prophesied of the coming one, he said, he shall be called Emmanuel, God with us, the everlasting Father.
Umika wathi wena Bethlehem awusiyumuzi omncane kuneminye imizi kuwe kuzozalelwa lo omkhulu ukusuka kwakhe kwaphakade kuze kube phakade akanasiqalo akanasigcino.
Micah said that you Bethlehem considered so little, but you will not be little, for out of you shall come the one who is of everlasting, the Ancient of Days, the one who is from everlasting to everlasting. There is a
isimanga uJesu ke lo ongenaso isiqalo ongenaso isigcino ona anfang one ende hawu sikhonza omkhulu.
In one of our German hymns, I love the wording, how it puts it, where it says, he who is without beginning and without end. What a wonderful Jesus we serve. How great and majestic
oh,
he is.
David, Basi.
David knew about the Messiah.
Abatshelwanga muntu, ababhalelwanga muntu incwadi, abafundanga esikoleni, bambulelwe ngumoya ongcwele.
Wasn't told by anybody. No script was given to him. No special book. He was revealed. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit.
Kuhle uma thina singambulelwa sibe nendlebe ngomoya ongcwele ukuthi lokho akufanele hayi ukuthi siphonseke sihambe njengeziyula.
It would be good if we would have revelation from the Holy Spirit, listening to him, not that we just walk along and fall into things without even a person telling you. The Holy Spirit can reveal things to you.
Look at John. Uma engene emanzini wathi nali ubuntu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe. Hawu! Wako wabakhona umuntu okhuluma ngaleyo ndlela. Nali ubuntu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe.
Like John said, I knew him not. And then Jesus came to be baptized. Then John said, behold, the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. The Jews knew what a lamb symbolized. A lamb would come.
Lize kumuntu, umuntu onile kusukela phansi. Azakhule, azaguge, ewona usuku nosuku.
For a person who had sinned from right at the beginning, sinning daily right through his life,
bese kulethwa indlu, imvu.
And a sheep would be brought.
Athathe isandla sakhe asibeke phezu kwimvu.
And the sinner would put his hand upon the sheep.
Ngokubeka isandla sakhe uthatha zonke izono zakhe athwese iwundlu ngezono zakhe.
Laying his hand upon the sheep, he was conferring or laying all his sins upon the sheep.
Umpriest athatha imvu aye lathini e-altari albe ayibeke imvu ayihlinze.
The priest would then take that sheep and it would be killed, slaughtered upon the altar. Blood would flow on the altar.
Athathe kuligazi afafaze umuntu ngahla.
And that blood would be sprinkled over the person.
Umuntu aqonde ukuthi zisusiwe izono zami. Iwundlu lafika lathatha izono zami.
Then the person would have some understanding that my sins have been carried, have been taken away. This sheep has carried my sins.
Uma uJohane bona uJesu athi nalike iwundlu likaNkuluNkulu.
So when John saw Jesus, he said, "There is the Lamb of God."
Iwundlu logcine likaNkuluNkulu.
This is the final Lamb of God.
Elisusa izono zezwe.
Removing the sins of the world.
Futhi kuyo incwadi yabapostoli isahluko sangamashumi amabili siyafunda ukuthi uJesu wasixosha, wasihlenga, wasibutha ngegazi likaNkulunkulu. Igazi likaJesu bekungesilona igazi lomuntu. Leba lingafane gazi lakho nelami. UJesu benegazi likaNkulunkulu.
In Acts 2, we are told that Jesus redeemed us through the blood of God. It wasn't just the blood of man, but the blood of God himself.
Divine blood, not the blood of a man, a sinful man.
Divine blood in him.
Some... ngithi iqonse lodwa legazi likaJesu lenele umhlaba wonke iqonse nje ngoba bekuyigazi likaNkuluNkulu.
Some people are puzzled. They say, how can the blood of just one man be enough to cover the sins and carry the sins of the whole world, all the billions of people? I say, even a single drop of that divine blood is enough to remove the sins of the whole world.
It's more than enough, by far. Just one drop.
The blood of God.
What?
Abahlanzwe,
abahlengwe, abathengwe, ngegazi likaNkulunkulu. Uyithatha kancane lento. Uma uyithatha kancane,
what manner of people ought we to be? If this blood of God himself can wash away and carry our sins, take it away, how ought we then to live? If we take it lightly, then eternal hell must be our destination. That we can be washed whiter than snow through the blood of the Lamb.
Nake nakuzwa kunjalo. Eseswini sikanina wagcwala ngomoya ongcwele. Ikho engasibhedeli. Ikho engaphuphi. Ikho engaduki. Konde ngqo.
John was saying, behold the Messiah. Behold your God. Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world. How was that revealed to him? Remember that he was filled, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit even in his mother's womb. And so he lived a life filled with the Lord, filled with the Spirit in his life. He never went astray. He never went off on a crooked path right till his death.
abanye bathi hayi uthina sinenkolo kaJohane umpaphatisi siyaphaphatisa siyaphaphatisa cwilisa umuntu kaningi amanzi lawo amanzi kodwa uJohane ubethi vumani zono phendukani nina mzalo yenyoka akusiza uphatshatiswe uma ungahlukahla ungavumanga izono ungazihlukanisanga nezono.
John's baptism, many like to claim that that's exactly what they are doing. They're ducking people under the water with baptism, and all it is water. They're not doing what John really did, for he baptized them while they were confessing their sins. He said to them, bear the fruit of repentance. Baptism means nothing if you do not turn away confessing your sins.
Uma nithin papatisa. Njengo Johane kungaba kuhle uma ningezona iziyula nihlakaniphe nibe nendlebe yokuzwa njengaye.
If you have been like that, it would be good that you become wise like him.
Don't just claim we've got John's baptism.
Muso gusho nje ukuthi sino kubaphatisa
kaJohane. Kufanele
have an ear
okamoyo ngwele.
For the Holy Spirit. And also don't claim. And don't be quick to claim the Spirit has told me, thus saith the Lord, because there might be another spirit, a demonic spirit that speaks to you. Having baptized him, he said, he's the Son of God. Because God had told him.
Bese uboye ubone umoya ongcwele ehla ezulwini ngomfanekiso wejuba bese lize kuye lihlale kuye hayi ukuthi lihlale libuye lihambe lihlale kuye woqonda ukuthi uyeke uye uzwakale iphimbo ezulwini. Lo uyindodana yami othandekayo engithokoziswa uyena.
That John the Baptist should make such a claim, why was it? It was because God had revealed by his Spirit that the one upon whom the dove rests and not flies away again, but rests and indwells, it is he who is the, my son, the one in whom I rejoice.
Kumnandi ukukholwa ngempela. Ungakwenzi ukukholwa kube inganekwane. Noma umhlophe, noma untsundu, noma indiya, noma ikhaladi. Kodwa ube umuntu ombulelwe izimfihlakalo ngomoya ongcwele.
It's wonderful to be a true Christian. It doesn't matter what type you are, what background, what race, racial background you are, but that you are one who has an ear to listen to what the Spirit of God says. If not, woe to you.
Kukhona ingane sekuyiminyaka edlu eningi yenzeke chibini kwasibisi bebe nomkhosi behlabela abaphansi.
Many years ago,
enye ingane yasuka yathola ibhodlela lo poison laphuza kwadingeka ukuthi isheshe iyiswe esibhedlela. Uyabona ke umuntu oyisiyula athuka ntshontshe kanti utshontshe upoison uyafa. Yebo, nawe qaphelisise ungalenzi iphutha ukuze ubeke upoison. Ngoba zikhona iziyula zabantu emhlabeni, khona namasela antshontshayo. Qaphelisa wena, phenduka. Vuma isono sakho sokwepha, ungakafi, ngoba uzophaphama esikogwini.
I remember how many years ago there was an ancestral or spirit feast for the spirits of the dead, a pagan feast. And while that was happening, there was a bottle which was found by a child who then stole it, thought it was something to drink, but it was poison, had to be rushed to hospital. It was deadly. And so too, you might think that you're taking something that's beneficial to you, you're stealing it, but it's poison to you. And unless you confess that thieving, that thing that you've stolen, you are headed for hell unless you repent. So you be careful of stealing a bottle, symbolically speaking, and also be extra careful, maybe inside the bottle there's poison. And then you have to undergo a very unpleasant procedure in hospital to be cleansed and to get rid of this poison out of you. John's testimony, how wonderful, and what an amazing man.
Oh, says cut.
Well, time has gone on. I'm going to cut it short.
Tati Bible lakho, guqa ngamadolo, funda, tinkosi ngimbulele izimfihlakalo zakho zombuso wezulu.
Now there's so much more, there's so many other points. What you should do is you take the Bible. Get on your knees and say, Lord, reveal to me, speak to me the mysteries of heaven. What an amazing man this John was. He was completely confident in what he said. If the soldiers came, he told them the truth. When the Pharisees came, he was very forthright with them. Although he was a humble man, John, but he was also courageous. He said, you come to be baptized, you brood of vipers, you snakes, show the fruit of repentance.
Hai, nomga Herod, Herod ube isikangi, watatu mfasi, womfo wabo, wakanga naye, kubi namhlanje. Umfana notate wabo. Uyise nengane. Amanyala. Akhona. La South Africa. Uhulumeni. Ashaye umthetho. Angababophi lababantu. Abadedele. Kodwa uzoboshwa ezulwini.
Not like people who are afraid to testify, who say, I will never bear witness against anybody else. I'll just let sleeping dogs lie. Now, things go on in this world. Sexual abuse, incestual relationships, things where people should go to jail for, but they aren't. But in eternity, you'll be in eternal jail.
Go to Johan. Waqonda kuHerod watakulungile lokho usukugange nomngamfowenu uNkulunkulu kakuvumi.
But this same John the Baptist, he was courageous when it came to Herod, who had taken his brother's wife. John said, it is not right. God does not allow you to steal your brother's wife.
UHerod wahamba watshela umfazi ngoba khona amadoda.
Herod went. Herod went and spilled the beans to his wife, told her everything, like some husbands, they don't hold a thing back, they just tell everything, like Ahab and his wife, and Jezebel, who was told everything.
If you've got a wife who can't correct you, don't tell her anything, don't entrust her, because you're not a man and you listen to her, and she'll give you the wrong advice. Why is it? Ngumikanda. Ngumikanda. Eshe ndotakazi nyake sina. Ngungafanele. Ekoga esina ngokuvusa izinkanuko kastepfather wakhe. Wathi, mama, ngizothini kubaba? Wathi, akwakulethela ikhanda likaJohane ngendishi.
And so it was, she knew now. And so she was so angered, having heard those details, that when the time came and her daughter danced an erotic dance, Herod was so aroused by this that he said, hey, you can demand anything. The mother said, I demand the head of John the Baptist on a platter. So wicked was it. Herod, his wife, the whore, and the daughter, all burning in hell, but the voice of John the Baptist is not silent. They can still hear his words, prepare ye the way of the Lord, which they did not heed in their dispensation. Today, do you hear the word of God? Will you allow the
son?
Will you allow the sun to set without getting right with God, without doing what the Holy Spirit has clearly shown you to do? Or is it something that you're delaying for tomorrow? You need to get down on your knees and say, Lord, remove the dirt out of my ears. Remove the demonic influence that stops me from hearing your voice. If you're not sick, please stand to your feet as we pray together. Be merciful. Be merciful to us, O Lord. Help us not to be like those five foolish virgins.
Zakala, zatisvuleleni, kodwa bavalelwa ngaphandle.
Who cried and wept and shouted to be let in, but they were closed outside.
Sikhawukele Nkosi, singabizi ula thina.
Save us, Lord, from being fools.
Sithi singamakholwa kanti amakholwa mbumbulu.
Claiming to be Christians while being worthless.
Sebenza ngomangaliso ngomoya oyingcwele ngalo lolusuku lwanamhlanje lolusuku lungabizeleze.
O God, work in a marvelous way by your Spirit in our midst, that this day would not have been in vain.
Kodwa ongakezwa izwi lakho alizwe namhlanje.
That the one who has not heard your word and your voice before may hear your voice today.
Ongakalizwa alenze kodwa lishone uyilanga namhlanje elizwile elenzile.
And the one who has heard your voice, may they obey that voice by the time the sun sets today.
Amen.
Amen.